Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, best-selling books, award-winning magazines, broadcast, and communities. And I am thrilled because today I have with me one of my favorite technical and talented people, Victor Grant. Victor is a recognized expert in the creation and maintenance of virtual communities. He's an internet architect and entrepreneur responsible for pioneering multiple technology firsts in the computer industry and on the web, including multi-user roundtable chats, artificial intelligence-based e-commerce systems, viral marketing services, video magazines. The list just goes on and on and on. He's in his 30 years of programming and project leadership experience. It all began with writing the world's first consumer-grade copy protection software program for Apple II while he was still a teenager. He's now assisting people around the globe to be seen on Google Page One. He's also a talented composer and pianist, and his music transports the listener, and believe me, I have been honored to be one of those listeners, into the realms of majesty and beauty with a musical landscape that ranges from powerful to sublime, and has moved the hearts and souls of listeners in concert hall throughout the islands of Hawaii and California. Victor, welcome. It is such a pleasure to have you here.
Well, the pleasure is all mine, Vicki. Thank you so much for you know, everything you've done for all of the coaches and people around the world that you are supporting. It's just it's a miraculous organization that you've created, and I just love how you are always there to help lift people up, and it's an honor to know you.
Well, thank you so much. And of course, my admiration for you and the work that you are doing on the web and have been doing for years and years, so many things so far before their time even, it goes without saying, you're just amazing. So everyone can get to know you a little better. Tell me a little bit about how you came to realize your passion and purpose and really develop this wonderful, wonderful technology at EarthGrid, amongst other things that you're doing.
Well, Vicki, what it came to me was I like to go to a lot of workshops and seminars. I always have ever since I was in college. And I realized that many of the people, they just sort of lost touch with each other. You know, it's like we meet someone, we have a connection, and then we want to somehow keep in touch with them. But we don't quite remember their name. Maybe we remember their photo. We remember something about them. But usually we remember something that, like what they do. Oh, I want to know, who was that person that I met that was a public speaker talking specifically about business acceleration? I can't quite remember his name. But, you know, what I wanted to do was to create a platform where people could communicate, not necessarily based on the traditional ways of remembering people. So we came up with this idea called, you know, your status update or your sharing box. We kept up with all these different names. And keep in mind, this idea was here before there was Twitter. So it was way before its time. And we thought, well, okay, what if someone could update their status? And this is really the thing that distinguished us from Twitter, was that when you would update your status, it would overwrite your previous status because your status changed. And what's interesting is both Facebook and Twitter now, when you update your status, they keep a log of it. And it's kind of silly when you think about that because, you know, if my status was, well, I was in Chicago a few days ago, but now I'm in California. Does it really matter if I was in Chicago 2 days ago? No, my real-time status is that I'm currently in California and this is what I'm doing. And I think what we find in social media today is it's building like almost too much information. Yeah, we have these timelines and all that's really kind of cool. But at the same moment, we get overwhelmed. You know, if we have, let's say, 1,000 contacts and we just want to keep in touch with, where are these 1,000 people, these 1,000 friends? I mean, you know, nowadays in Facebook, you have 5,000 friend limit. But how many of those 5,000 people are really our friends? And how many of those people do we really know what they're up to? And not just what they're up to personally, but professionally. What's important to them? What are they working on? You know, what workshops are they teaching? Where are they teaching them? What books are they writing? What interviews are they having? Are they having a conference call? You see, if everyone could just have a single short brief status update, then we could log into one page. We actually called it the one page, you know, overview. And you log in at earthgrid.net, not .com, but earthgrid.net, earthgrid.net. That was the original EarthGrid that we're now unveiling. You see, in the 90s, our purpose was to provide all of our members with the ability to upgrade their profile with a simple one-page website, and then that one-page website be linked to their status. So, for example, Vicky is saying, well, I'm right now working on this book called Ready, Aim, Influence, okay? So I could go into my status update and say, hey, I'm doing an interview right now on Ready, Aim, Influence. And you could listen to the playback of that interview here. Boom. And I put that up. And then all of my friends, all my connections, would instantaneously see that update. And they could choose to do that. Well, a week from now, the interview's over and the book's in print. So then I could put up the Amazon link. And maybe the Amazon link already has the interview and everything in there. So our status changes over time. My vision was to allow people to update their status and evolve it as their projects and things grow, instead of stacking it. You see, that concept of stacking is that, like tweet, every time I tweet something, I send out another message to the universe, another message to the universe, another message to the universe. What if instead we took the metaphor of updating it, of just continually updating it and refining it? You see what that does? Let's, you know, talk metaphysics, and I don't want to get too spiritual here, but metaphysically, when you're updating your status, what you're doing is you're evolving a project over years of time, right? Every time you create a new message, a lot of times we forget the old one, and we're constantly creating something new rather than refining a business or a vision. You know, I love what, you know, Michael Gerber talks about in his dreaming room. You know, in the dreaming room, we have a vision, we have a dream, and we evolve that dream over time, and then that becomes our business. Well, what if we could just let people see how we're evolving our vision and our dream over time, and every time they log in and they see we've changed it, it's not something completely brand new, like, hey, check out my blog. No, I just wrote a blog post. Instead, it's a evolving vision that is just slightly changed from the vision that we've always had. And that we're still trying to come up with a name for that term. We came up with status, update message. But really, I think we need a new language to describe that. You know, Twitter did a great job of calling it a tweet. But let's look at Twitter. Let's look at Facebook as, you know, quick updates, almost like a text message, you know, saying, hey, this is what I'm up to right now. But they're here today and they're gone tomorrow. And what we wanted to create at EarthGrid was something that had a much longer lifespan. I mean, this vision was given to me like 15, 16 years ago when I was, you know, my programmer and I tell you the story. We got this vision as we were paddling in a canoe on a river to go climb up a waterfall to go bathe in this beautiful pools. And it was like a 2-hour round trip. And we had this amazing connection together to be able to come up with ideas about where we saw the internet going. And, you know, I like to tell that story because one of the things we observed was that, you know, the natural flow of how things work. You know, the rains fall on the mountains fall into the waterfalls into the pool goes into the river, and then you are a boat going up that river. And what I realized was that our visions evolve over many, many, many people and many, many spans of time. And I think we need to come up with a new terminology for this more long-term vision that we're creating. You know, today we think about, you know, your website is your place that you go to go understanding that. But, you know, even more so, in today's world, your Facebook page is probably more important than your website. So do we have a current metaphor? I think Google is doing an amazing job with Plus. It hasn't quite taken off as quickly as they would have liked it to. But, you know, I talk a lot in the lectures. I call it Google Page 1. And I realized, well, Google Page 1 is a lot more than a web page or just a Google search. There's your YouTube channel. There's your Plus page. There's your maps page, which is where your business is located and your street address. All of those factors weave into Google Page One. So it's a huge answer to a question, I know, Vicky, but I just wanted to give you a little bit of the background of where we're going. And I think to leave you with this thought is that what we really need to think about in today's world is not more information, but better information, and to have our information last longer and evolve more. You see, I think that's really the essence of what we're talking about.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about why EarthGrid and your involvement with the internet and so forth has really evolved into now you helping people find those places on Google Page One with whatever they're talking about. Why is blogging such an important aspect of that?
What I like about blogging is, let me turn that around. Where do you think the first blog ever happened? I mean, before even computers, there was a TV show. That's the only hint I'm going to give you. But what do you think was the first blog that
no idea.
Let's say the world has ever thought of?
Tell us, Victor.
Okay, well, back in the 60s, Captain Kirk said Stardate 12345.5678, Captain's Log. And then he would put in a log, right? And navigators for centuries have been logging their travels. You know, it comes to mind these great visions of, you know, of pirate ships and of, you know, they would log when the pirates attacked them, and they would log, you know, and then these stories became myths, and those stories, they sort of become the culture that we pay attention to. And when I look at the history of the blog, a lot of people don't know this, but blog stands for weblog. And then it was colloquially weblog, right? And that turned it into a verb, weblog, an action. And what I love about blogging is it is a way for us to evolve a story over time. So, like, you know, I wrote a blog post about a keyword suggestion tool for WordPress that we have been developing for the last 2 years. And that tool is called Search Triggers. SearchTriggers.com, SearchTriggers.com. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be cool if I used the tool to come up with what do I want to be found in Google as this tool? Because it's a different thing. It's a keyword suggestion tool, but specifically designed for WordPress and people who are using WordPress blogs, including my WordPress blog. So I thought, well, what if I used the tool to define itself? And so I did that. I typed, keyword suggestion into the tool, and it suggested add the word tool, add the word WordPress to the end of it. So I wrote my blog post. I started off my blog with a video testimonial. And to tell you another story, I just got back from a marketing conference in Chicago, Illinois, where I was, together with 6,000 people on stage. There were about 300 of us on stage that were the top earners in this organization. And, you know, one of the people, you know, all these people were like walking up to me. Hey, are you Victor Grant? I read your blog. Thank you. Thank you so much. You really inspired me. And I thought, wow, that's really powerful. People I've never met, read my blog. We all show up at a blogger conference together and, and they're finding me. And, one of my clients, she actually became an EarthGrid client. We met at a previous conference back in Austin. And she gave this great testimonial how she had been using Search Triggers for her blog. So I think, it's one thing for me to write, programmers always write software for themselves. And it really becomes powerful when other people use the software and go, wow, I actually was able to use it for myself. And so I wrote this blog post, keyword suggestion tool for WordPress and Google. And then I said, I built this Search Triggers as a simplified version of an advanced keyword suggestion tool that I use for my clients in my SEO practice. And then I put a screenshot of the tool. I put a video of the tool. And then I love this statement. I'm going to share it with you here. I say, you might have the next great idea for a blog post. And simply by adding a few extra words to the end of your post, you'll have a unique phrase that when you're blogging will show up in the top 10. This is crucial. Sure, you can blog in any WordPress site, but it's highly unlikely even with the tool you rank in the top 10 unless your blog already has traction. Now, what is traction? Traction means that you're blogging in an environment that has history. It has other people on it. So there's all kinds of blogging networks that are out there right now. You know, Huffington Post and Power Network is the one that I belong to. And Search Triggers was designed for people who are blogging in one of these blogging networks, because then when you write your blog, it immediately will get noticed by Google. Whereas if you're writing in your own blog, and we tested this, Vicky, we found the same thing to be true, is it doesn't quite show up as high because the parent blog isn't as relevant. But I said, well, why is that? It's because the blog, even though it's a log of your life, it's sort of like it comes to mind the movie Life of Pi. You're sort of like a life raft in the middle of an ocean hoping to be rescued. And that's like what your website or your blog is like. But when you're part of an organization, you're part of a connection, and EarthGrid is one of those, and Power Network is another one. You're part of a connected community that has, let's say, 100,000 people all in this common framework. Then it's like being sort of like in a Caribbean cruise on a live-in vessel. And it brings to mind a story of, I think, you know, one of our mutual friends, Dr. John DeMartini, and he told me he's got, he said every time, he hated traveling because every time his wife would want to buy a new house in some other country. And, so he has like a dozen houses, and one of them is on a cruise ship that travels around the world. And I thought about that as an analogy for being part of a connected community that is consistently supporting its members. And that really was the vision that I had 15 years ago when we started EarthGrid. Was, could we bring together a community of people that are all communicating in a common framework so that the community itself would promote the whole? It would promote all the members like a co-op in such a way. And what we're now seeing is with other networks, that's starting to happen in a really big way. So I think what I want to leave you with was, when I wrote this blog post and I blogged it inside of my personal blog, at a Power Network, within 15 hours, I was on Google page one. I mean, 15 hours later, I took a screenshot on that, and I wrote the next post. I said, here's the proof. Number 4 on Google page one in 15 hours. And I did that completely with no backlinks. Now, I could talk to you, a little bit length about sort of the SEO strategy. And let me outline that really briefly, because a lot of people don't quite understand, what is SEO. A lot of people sort of have a misconception about what search engine optimization is. In fact, one of my clients said, Victor, you don't really do SEO. What you do is online strategy optimization. You go deeper than search engine optimization. Most people, when they hire like a SEO firm, what that firm is doing is coming up with keywords, coming up with dummy pages. They outsource it to India or Pakistan. They create lots of junk, and then they create these dummy landing pages that is only, doesn't really contain any interesting content, but it links back to a landing page, and then they resell that back to the client. I don't really consider that SEO, although many people do. To me, SEO is optimizing your brand and your website for the search engines to find you. There's a few prerequisites for that. And the prerequisite is, number one, you have to have a worthy brand to be in the top 10. It's sort of a deceptive practice if your company isn't really worthy of being in the top 10 and yet you've hired some firm to try to get you in the top 10 on something. You see what I mean?
Yes, yes.
It's kind of out of integrity. It's out of alignment. And so one of the things I work with, in consulting with clients is I say, okay, are you ready to evolve your business to the level where it's worthy to be ranked, as the number one producer of gluten-free foods in the world? And you have to, say, well, in the world, not just in the state of California, but in the world. And so I'm working with a few companies that actually do qualify for that. And And so, one of my colleagues said, what you should recoin this term, and we coined that term called online strategy optimization instead of search engine optimization, because, I think what we're going to see in the next 5 years is, I like to think of myself as a futurist, because, when we sat down to create the original framework for EarthGrid.net, it was about the advent of mobile devices, where we're always on. And, it's kind of funny. You have to think about this. Is my cell phone was a flip phone, one of these big, 2-pound Nextel cell phones that had like a, maybe 160 characters. Text is all you really had, and we created this platform about technology that didn't exist yet, which we now have. And I'm realizing, the vision that we had 15 years ago, the technology today is able to support that vision, whereas when we created the vision, the technology didn't exist. Mm. So I'm going to make a prediction. I would say that we will be using tablets and mobile devices more than cell phones and computers. Why? Because I just love this Google device called the Nexus 7. And for the first time in my life, I always used to have to travel with a laptop. But with this, $200 tablet, it's 7 inches, it weighs a few ounces, it fits into a satchel on the side of my, I just walk around with it. It's very, very light. And I was able to go off to a conference and be completely connected with my team without needing to take a laptop. It was amazing. And I didn't even really need my cell phone because I was on the tablet because I always had internet connection. So I think that the mobile companies will also need to upgrade because the ability to gain internet access won't be as scarce as it is now. It's still scarce to a certain degree, but you have to ask yourself, if a one-time payment of $200 or $99, as it's probably going to be in the future, for a tablet, why would you want to be paying $100 a month for a cell phone? In 5 years, it's not going to make any more sense. As soon as that happens, the small tablet, I think it's going to be a 7-inch device, is going to become the standard that people are going to get. They're going to be carrying around this device. If we can create a framework that's designed with that device in mind, and that's what we're working on right now, is creating that framework to make your presence for that device optimized. And you have to think about it, is when you're communicating with someone who's got a 36-inch computer monitor and they've got all this space there, the metaphor of how you interact with that person is going to be different than when if they're on a 7-inch device. And a lot of people ask me about responsive design, and I'm a partner in a web design company that does responsive web design. And I tell them, I do love responsive, and it's great for blogs, but as a business, you're better off having an adaptive strategy. Now, what is an adaptive strategy? An adaptive strategy says, okay, if it's a cell phone, let's show them this page. If it's a tablet, let's show them this page or this family of pages. What that does is it allows the creative director or the person, the architect, to say, you know what, maybe we don't need to have all those links. Maybe we don't need to have all those menu items. Maybe we don't need to have all those graphics. Our metaphor and our message is different for those devices. And yes, it is like triple the work to now build a website to tailor itself to all three devices. But, this is what is happening right now. If you go to YouTube, for example, and I encourage everyone to do this, is to go get a YouTube channel and upgrade to the new YouTube system that they have, because they now allow you to redesign your channel automatically being generated based on the device. And it's quite brilliant what they've done, is they've done a combination of adaptive and responsive design into one thing. And so you can, and the look of it will be different, because we just recently got a home television that has it's called a smart TV, and there's an app inside the smart TV that allows you to browse your YouTube videos, and you can use your TV remote with that. Well, when I look at the videos on the smart TV, the videos look better than if I was on the computer, and the desktop background is a different kind of an interface. When I look at it on a cell phone, it's a different interface, a different form of navigation. When I look at it on a tablet, it's yet another different kind of a thing. So I think what we're seeing here as we're evolving is that let's just take Google as an example, because the talk that I travel around the country giving, as I'm reaching out, we always design a workshop based on demand. We come up with a couple of designs, and this is what people want to know about is Google Page One. And that kind of catches your eye, Google Page One. That sounds really kind of cool. How do I do that? Everybody wants that. I said, well, in what? Many people don't know this, but if you have a personal website or a business website that is optimized for mobile devices or tablets, whatever playback device you're searching from will show up higher on that device. So in other words, if I'm a user and I'm Googling something for a tablet and my website is optimized for a tablet, I will show up higher than people who have not gone through that extra step and updated their websites for tablets and phones. And so what we need to do now is develop an online strategy that includes the combination of promotional vehicles and free advertising-driven vehicles like Google, Bing, Yahoo. Those are the big three right now. And then our own brand that is, where we send people from the promotional vehicle. And let me distinguish that right now. When you put a video up on YouTube, most videos are 3 to 4 minutes long. Well, you could put your promotional piece on YouTube and use that as a vehicle to drive traffic to your channel. And as long as your channel is consistent, like we have several YouTube channels, but one of my channels is called the Blogging Engine, bloggingengine.com, and the name of the channel is Blogging Engineer. We may have other channels later, but that's one of the channels that we're working on right now. And the new YouTube allows you to upload a 30-second or a 1-minute trailer, and it plays as soon as someone walks into your channel. And in 30 seconds, they get, wow, an impact. This is what the video channel is about. And that channel is about the video blogging. It's all about the video blogging world, because that's like this this new paradigm that is evolving is video blogging, where you record a video, you blog about it, and then you gain traffic from that, and then you monetize that traffic and either drive that to your primary business or drive it to various affiliate programs. But the main point being is that, let's say 10 years ago, the website was all important. In today and in the future, your presence within networks will be more important than your personal website. How you presence yourself in Google+, how you presence yourself in Bing. And don't forget Bing. Bing is still a major contender because of the Xbox. You realize that the default search page for millions and millions of people that are out there browsing the internet on their televisions with the Xbox is Bing. So let's not discount Bing as a contender, even though it doesn't have as big of a market share as Google. And I would say that Facebook will become less and less important over time, simply because the growth rate of Google's technologies will dwarf it by the end of this year. This is 2013. Analysts are predicting that people will be using Plus more than Facebook by the end of the year. And why is that? Well, the biggest reason, I think, is because of the concept of circles. And circles was a metaphor that we envisioned at EarthGrid 15 years ago, which was a sphere. We called them spheres. Google calls them circles. But the metaphor is the same, and I think it's, I could say, well, gosh, I don't know, my ego, I came up with this. But reality is, I think this was a thought and a vision whose time has come. And the time was that when we want to communicate with a group of people, let's say coaches, for example, we also have some coaches that are email marketing experts. We have some coaches that are copywriting experts. We have some coaches that don't do any of that. They just do business coaching. We have other coaches that do personal development. We have other coaches that do fitness. And some of those people are in various groups and sets of, like one person could be in 5 or 6 different circles. Well, that vision is beautifully created inside of Google+. And I think it's fantastic that they found the way to do that. It takes a little bit of time for the market to adopt that as a metaphor, but the value is extremely, extremely important. I want to leave you with a direction for anyone who is an author, okay? Now, this is I'm going to go to Google right now on my computer and see if it's easily found. Yeah, it is. Okay, so if you go to Google Authorship, you just type in Google search, you go to Google Authorship, the address comes up, it's plus.google.com/authorship. This is something I tell all of my clients, you must do this. Why? Because you can link the content you publish on any specific domain, such as your blog, or if you're a guest blogger in someone else's blog, you can link it immediately to your Google Plus profile. Then what happens is you start building reputation as an author by writing articles that other people publish, and it's centralized. It's an amazing tool that will, in the near future, become extremely important in trying to rank yourself as an author and being found on the internet as a whole, because Google, you know, the Google search is still the dominant search. And what we see in Google these days is that all the different separate platforms, like they have all these different platforms. They have YouTube, they have Maps, they have Plus, they have blog, you know, did you know that Google actually has a blog search? Very few people use it, but it's still there, and it searches only inside of blogs. But it didn't gain the traction that just the regular Google.com search does. So what they're seeking to do now is integrate all these properties into a unified search, and what's driving that is the mobile. Driving it is mobile. Why? Because the mobile has consistent identification information inside of it. So when I'm blogging about myself, or I write an article, and I give my article to you, Vicky, and I tell my Google Authorship account that you out there can reprint my article on search engine optimization or something like that, it tells Google, hey, this is the guy that wrote that article, not some imposter that, you know, lifted his article and is calling himself that, you know, in Pakistan or something like that. And it authenticates people. And that's why I think mobile is so important, because the mobile devices themselves have built-in authentication. And that authentication has, you know, the number one thing that is the key to success in any business is to be consistent and provide value, right? So if you're consistent and you're providing value, and you're an author and you're a writer and you're reading this interview or you're listening to this interview, what you need to do is to have a home base for your identity, your home base for your .com name that is, you know, who you are. And then you need to have a variety of networks that you're writing inside of. And I'll give you a couple of those. You know, one of them is Easy in Articles. I think I talked about that before. You want to, you know, sign yourself up as an expert author inside of Easy in Articles. You also want to sign yourself up in Google Authorship. And you want to find other places where you can submit your articles to, so you get syndication about your articles. And then finally, you want to get yourself involved in the EarthGrid community. So if you go to Google and you just type in earthgrid.com in the search bar, you'll find 6 places that we send people. You can go to the homepage, of course, and get a do-it-yourself website and brand your own name as your own personal identity. This is where you want to send people once they've read your blog, once they've found your posts in Facebook, once they've found your information from Google+. This is where you can send people to get to know more information about you, and you want to build that equity over time. And then you want to go over to searchtriggers.com. If you go to searchtriggers.com and sign up for free with your Facebook account, it's a one-button sign-up. It's a very, very simple system. That will invite you. We'll be sending you an email confirmation. You know, Vicky, I do webinars every week on teaching people these techniques. And the gateway to that is searchtriggers.com. And you can also hear about our blogging platforms and things like that from that location. Now, if you want a free personal site, you'll see if you go to Google and you just put earthgrid.com in the search box, you'll see there's a link that says free personal site. this will give you a page that's at earthgrid.com/your username. And it's on a network that has over 150,000 sites in this network. You don't need to put much there. You could just put a little bit of information about yourself and then put a link on that back to your other website. That backlink is like gold. It's going to increase the relevancy of any site that goes there. And then if you're a graphic designer, you know, many people these days think that there's only the option of building a site in WordPress or having a site being built in Dreamweaver. And you and I both know, Vicky, that's not the case.
Yes.
You know, if you go to the page that says for designers, you can sign up on that page and get a free trial to our platform to build the site for your client. And you only need to pay for the hosting, and it's an integrated platform. The design, the hosting, and the tools themselves are constantly being upgraded for an entry level price of $25 a month. It's a great value, and that also will help build your presence for your client's name. So I know I've been talking for a long time, and I think we've only got 7 minutes left in the interview. So are there any things that you think I should cover in the time we have left?
Oh, I think, Victor, you have covered so much. You're just such a wealth of knowledge in this area that's so important to all of us when we want to get our name and our brand and our business out there. And, you know, it's such a complicated world. So thank you so much for supplying all this great information. And I just would like to ask you one more time if you could mention both of the websites where they can go, the EarthGrid website as well as the other, Search Trigger.
So you want to go to earthgrid.com, E-A-R-T-H, like the planet that we all live on, and grid, like the matrix that connects everything together. And then if you want to get involved in the beta test of our connected community, it's kind of funny. We've been beta testing for a better part of 15 years. We haven't quite launched yet. But that is at earthgrid.net. And the search triggers, now let me finish by saying one more thing, is when you're building a product, like Search Triggers, even though it is part of the EarthGrid family of products, it's always a good idea to have a .com name for the product itself. It's a very, very good idea to do that. Why? Because if you have even if it's a simple website for every product, that product can start to build equity around the brand name of the product. And you can also backlink your product to your parent website. What that does is it causes your parent website to become more reputable in the eyes of the search engines. You see, that's really key. So the product that I've been talking about here, which I'm most excited about because it's just so cool, it's so simple, is searchtriggers with an S .com. searchtriggers.com.
Fabulous. You know, thank you so much, Victor, again, for sharing your wisdom and the unbelievable knowledge you have about being in the forefront of everything going on the web and the internet, and also for your generosity. I hope everyone will visit those websites and take advantage of some of the wonderful free opportunities there are there to really get out and get known. And if you would like to learn more about Expert Insights, you can visit us at getei.com. That's getei.com, also powered by EarthGrid. And Victor, thank you so much for being with us. It's always a pleasure. And today, just the amount of information and the value of it was so, so powerful and important.
Well, thank you again, Vicky. And I bid everyone a beautiful success with all of their internet ventures, and I look forward to seeing you all on the beaches of the world.
Thanks so much, Victor.